Yeah, that's fine. So the first two things I wanted to talk about didn't have slides. It was the splitting up of what had been the steps to draft draft. I created two internet drafts for this meeting out of that. One that had the analysis of the dependencies that we would need to understand if we were to try to progress to draft. The other captured the list of interop statements that we would use to build an interoperability statement in that progression to draft step. Now, at the last meeting, we got a fairly good read that we don't have the energy, the consensus around taking SIP to draft right now. There was expression of energy to do some of the prerequisite steps, and I think we'll probably still work on some of those steps. What I'd like to propose to do with those two components of what had been in that draft is to basically move them off into operational website tracking kind of things. Take the normative dependency list and put it on SoftArmor where it's around. We can resurrect it if we need it. We have it as a reference. The work's done, won't be lost. I don't think there's any value in publishing it as an informational RFC. I'd be really silly, right? The interoperability statements, there's been some comment. There hasn't been a whole bunch of folks suggesting new ones. There have been a few, and I'm planning to integrate those. But I'd like to propose moving those into a real-time interactive tool where people can propose new statements. We can edit them as a group as we go forward and start collecting interoperability statements against them, things that we can use at a SIPIT where if there are two teams that have decided that, yes, they do, whatever that line says, they can say at SIPIT 24, Team A and Team B satisfied this particular interoperability statement and get multiples of those. And that information as we go forward can be used to inform where we focus our efforts, the kinds of things that we are going to do when we are updating specs, revising specs, things of that nature. Does anybody have any fundamental objection to those two approaches as a general plan for a disposition of the data that was in those two drafts? I don't hear anybody objecting to that. I think we're going to move forward with that. James is taking notes. James Swan, if you don't know him, talk to him about the interoperability statement stuff. He's going to be helping me put together this tool, start collecting some of these interop statements.
Do you have any view on how you keep the working group engaged while that's going on? I mean, the engagement of a number of the people in the working group is they see the document appear on the agenda, they go and read the draft, and that's it.
You think? That much?
Maybe.
I suspect that this is one of the things for the interoperability statement thing, which is really where only any engagement's really necessary at this point. Is going to be entirely interest-driven. If people care, they're going to be out working against this thing, particularly if they're implementers, right? We could take the approach of during upcoming meetings having a very short, like, snapshot by email before the meeting or a status slide at the beginning of the meeting to say, here's what's in this database right now. And if it's progressing and it's useful, then we keep working on it, and if it's not, then we shoot it in the head. Fair? Fair?